Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hi, everybody. This is Kathy. I'm interviewing Vince on USA Prepares, and it's hour two. And we were just wrapping up our talk on stoves. Vince, I have one quick question, if I could. Well, really two. What about the oven? If the oven doesn't light or fire up or heat, whatever the term is for that, what do you recommend?
Okay, if it does not, if it's a gas stove, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. If it's a gas stove, it's probably the igniter. And that's that device I was talking about. And you can go to eBay, class, and type in stove, S-T-O-V-E, space, igniter, I-G-N-I-T-E-R, and you will see this device. And it's got two wires on it and a connector, and it's got porcelain twist-on wire nuts. And it comes as a complete kit. There are two screws that hold it on, and you'll be able to replace this. And it might take a half an hour or an hour to do it if you've never done it before. But look it up, and that's the problem, most likely. It's the igniter. And because the stove, the gas will not flow unless the stove senses that this igniter has reached temperature and it's got to glow red hot. Now, in the case of a power outage, you can light the stove top burners, you know, to cook with pots and pans, but the bake and broiler will not work. They absolutely will not work without at least 600 watts of electricity. So you can consider even a propane or a gas stove, the stove part, the oven part, I should say, unusable in most cases unless you have electricity. But the top burners, you can light with a match. And you have to be careful because, you know, don't turn the gas on then go looking for matches. You have to have that match lit, ready at the burner when you slowly turn on the gas. Okay? So, yeah, did that answer your question?
Yeah, and I might have, like, a dumb question, Vince, but is the igniter, is that the same thing as, like, the control board? Is that what they would call it if on an oven? Is there such a thing as, like, a control board or
yes,
on a propane? Okay.
Okay. Yes, there are control boards for electric stoves as well as gas stoves. And a lot of these modern appliances have computerized controls. And it's important to have a whole house surge protector on your house because your refrigerator is not generally on a surge protector. Your microwave oven is generally not on a surge protector. Your oven and stovetop are not on a surge protector. So if you have, generally, but if you have a whole house surge protector, then all of those devices are somewhat protected from surges and having those control boards, which are computerized, protected. Now, if you want to know if you have a computerized control board, all you have to do is look at the display. Does it have a clock? Does it have a digital clock? If it does, it's computerized. It's as simple as that. Same with the microwave oven, same with the range hood, same with all of these appliances. If they have a digital clock or a digital display, they are computer controlled. Now, the control board works with the igniter. So the control board tells the igniter to fire up and, you know, the relay will close, and that will engage electricity to flow through the igniter. The igniter in the bake or broil section of the oven will heat up red and glow red and red hot. And that it glows so hot that it will ignite the gas to burn. That's the purpose of the igniter. So without that igniter running constantly while the oven is on, you won't have a flame. If the igniter goes out, the flame goes out. It's as simple as that. So it's a safety thing, but it's also a nuisance because they burn out after a few years. That's why I keep two of them in stock for our oven. And I don't, you know, I know it's going to go bad. I just don't know exactly when. So that's why I have two of them. And we've already gone through the original one has burned out. This now it's 15 years. We don't use our oven very much because it uses so much propane as compared to, you know, like a turbo oven, you know, electric turbo oven. So we use when we have electricity, we use a turbo oven. When we don't have electricity, we use the propane. When I say don't have electricity, I'm talking about solar power. So on days like today, when it's overcast and we're not generating enough electricity to run, you know, high consumption devices, we just don't. And I did want to mention one news flash item. And this is kind of important. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I did want to mention it. There's a recall of pet food right now, and this may affect you, class. The brand is Sportmix, one word, S-P-O-R-T-M-I-X. It's being recalled by the Food and Drug Administration. It's killed more than 70 dogs. It's sickened 80. Now, it's a Midwestern Pet Foods has expanded their recall to several more products sold under its Sportmix brand after these animals have died. And it's because of high levels, unsafe levels of toxins produced by mold. Now, I'm talking about, and you can look it up, Sportmix recall. This affects cat food, dog food, puppy food. So, Sportmix. And I would be absolutely frosted if my dog died because of their carelessness and recklessness at the company that manufactures Sportmix. And I would let the company that sold it to me know that I'm furious with them and I want a full refund. Even if you only have a little bit left in the bag, I would demand a full refund. And if they didn't give it to you, I would call my credit card company. And I would dispute the charge, and I would say these guys have sold defective, toxic dog food, and I want my full money back. And if you do that, you will end up with your money back for the dog food with tax, and you will hit the seller of the dog food with a $35 dispute charge. That's what the credit card company will charge them. So I just want to let you know, Sportmix. Sportmix is dangerous right now. It has been recalled by the Food and Drug Administration for killing more than 70 dogs. And that's what they say now. But it's probably way more than that. How many? I don't know. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, I have I think it goes in my email where it's a pet food recall. And I get them all the time. I just get these recalls all the time. Most of them I don't. You know, they're not recognizable to me, so they must be under different names. But, gosh, back in the 90s, dogs were and cats were killed with melamine, and they were in treats and dog food. And pretty much from that time, I cook most of my – I have a black lab, and I cook most of her food. I'll have a little dry kibble here and there, but it's normally a pretty good brand, but – boy, I would be frosted, too, if something happened to her. So, yeah, if you can look it up, I think it's called pet food recall.
Yep. We lost one of our golden retrievers to that melamine, what'd you call it, melamine additive. Now, what is melamine?
Yeah.
It's trash. It's waste. And it comes from China. Yeah. And what these pet food manufacturers did, and I believe it was Menu Foods, they're out of Canada. And they have, and if you think, class, if you think that whatever brand you use is just the only brand manufactured by that company, it's not true. There are several, if not tens or 20, different labels of dog food that come out of the same factory. They have all kinds of names. So be really careful and look it up. You'll be surprised. But they killed one of our dogs, and I'm furious with them. And so be very, very careful. Do your research. And what I do, believe it or not, we have some of that kibble here. And what I do is I buy it in advance, and I keep it absolutely cold and cool. I keep it in 55-gallon drums. And then I make sure that it hasn't been recalled for months, and then I feed it to the dogs, which is different from what many people might do. They buy it today and feed it today. So back to appliances, if that's where you'd like to go.
Sure. Vince, I have one quick question about there's such a thing called an oven, nonstick oven liner. And I've heard controversy about those. Somebody got me one for Christmas. And the only reason, well, I don't know if they're safe, but it says at the very bottom of it, do not use in homes with pet birds. So that tells me that it's releasing some kind of a toxic fume or gas. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Teflon, right? So, I believe it's PTFE, Teflon. And we know that the Teflon volatilizes at temperatures. So if they're saying don't use it when you have birds, what if you have people in the room? Are birds special? Well, maybe they're more sensitive, but, you know, there are people who have sensitive lung and respiratory issues. Kathy, honestly, we don't have any Teflon products here in our house that we use. Now, we have had in the past pans, I'll call them pots, and at one time, before we realized, this is probably a couple decades ago, that they were dangerous when, you know, the Teflon volatilizes when you heat it, and it actually gets into the foods. Well, we don't use it except for things like, you know, that pot is too good to throw away, but not good enough to use. So what do we use it for? Well, we use it for maybe if we're going to change the oil on a lawnmower. Okay, might use it for that. That's it. You know, in the garage, or in the barn, but not in the kitchen. Okay, we don't use them for water bowls for the dogs. We don't. And if you notice, pretty much every Teflon coated product that you've ever used, over time, the Teflon flakes off. Now, where did it go? Did it disappear, or did it become part of the food? And if it became part of the food, did you eat it? And the answer is, yeah, you probably did. Okay, so what would that be? That'd be like a George Foreman type grill. That would be a nonstick pot, nonstick pan. They all have chunks missing from them. So, and then when the chunks get to the point where you go, this is terrible, we need a new one. That's when you stop using it as much, typically. So the answer is, don't use it. Kathy, if you could return and get your money back, that's what I would do.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I haven't even opened it. I read that. I didn't want to use it in the first place. But okay, Vince, can we talk about dishwashers? I have a couple things. I have a real quick funny story. We had a dishwasher that wouldn't work. And I think I told this before, but I'll make it real quick. My husband replaced several electronic features on it. And I kept mentioning that it was the door switch. And he replaced something else, and he checked it, and he said, no, that's not it. So he replaced something else, and then finally he replaced it, and it was the door switch. And the only reason I knew that was because it happened on one of our other dishwashers. So now he calls me the dishwasher repair lady.
What a great story. What a great story. And you can look these things up on the Internet. You can say dishwasher, you know, Whirlpool or whatever the brand is, and the symptom, and you'll find out some of the solutions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hi, everybody. This is Kathy. I'm here with Vince. I'm interviewing him today, and we're going to talk about dishwashers. Vince, a couple things that I have done, and I'm sure you can expand on it, but one of the things that I do when I make sure that I run a pot of hot water, especially if I know I'm going to be cooking, I'll run the water and get it real hot, and then I add my dishwasher detergent. I make my own, and basically mine is just half baking soda and half borax, and I stir it up real good. Sometimes you can add a little bit of citric acid to it, but what I like to do is I like to put the citric acid in the extra little compartment that you have right next to it, and I have well water, and it's a little hard, and since I've been doing that, I think it's really cleaned out my dishwasher, and it really makes all my glasses and everything so much cleaner. So it's a nice tip for someone if they're just not getting the cleaning part of their glasses and their dishes and silverware. And I haven't had any trouble with it making any, like, etching or anything like that. So I've done it on just regular glasses just to see if it would do anything, and it's worked really well. But a couple things that I do is I make sure I rinse the dishes off pretty well so there's not a lot of food on there. And there's a little garbage disposal at the bottom, and my feeling is if you have a lot of stuff on your dishes and you just throw them in there, then it probably can get plugged and you got to clean it, or maybe it just doesn't clean as often. But I run my water real hot, and then I put my dishes in there, and I load it in a certain way just to make sure that it gets clean, because if you block those arms and they can't go around, then it's there. Even if it can go, but if you got like a big pan or something, it's not going to come and get most of your dishes. So those are some things that I do, and I make sure that there's a little screen at the bottom, a little filter, and it twists on, like mine goes to the right or left, and then you could get like labels or hair or food or tape or whatever in there, so you want to clean that out periodically. But that's a few things that I do. Do you have any other tips for that, Ben?
I do, but first I'd like to make a comment, and then I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure.
The comment, Kathy, is, you know, the announcer, Ron Allen, the big voice, who is a USA Prepares instructor, the announcer of, you know, that fires up the broadcast. I have never, after that, you know, after that starts, then I would start talking behind the microphone. So for all the time I have been on the air, about 10 years, I have never not started a broadcast. Today is the first time where I am sitting back and you are at the controls. You're running the broadcast. This is a first. So that being said, what is your reaction to running the broadcast?
I'm a little nervous, to be honest. Because you make it look so effortlessly, and I'm just a rank amateur. I've never done this before. I called into your show, I don't know, probably like March or April of last year, and I don't know, we just talked, and it felt like it was somebody, like we were like-minded. It was just like with Gwyneth. The first time I talked with Gwyneth, it was just like we'd known each other. And we just, it was very easy, but I'm a little nervous because I know this goes nationwide and I don't want to mess up and make you embarrassed.
You're doing a great job. And the reason I mention this is as I want to compliment you, because I don't think ever in the history of radio that someone who called in has taken over a broadcast. And I'm delighted. I am absolutely delighted. And I wanted to mention one other thing before I talk about dishwashers and answer some of your questions. I've never seen this before, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience for me to watch how you have gone from a caller to a broadcaster, co-hosting, and then running the show. It's never been done before, as far as I know. So thank you so much, and I'll answer those questions when you reintroduce the broadcast after these commercials.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Asia's emerging markets could become a casualty as a result of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's latest $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. James Sullivan at J.P. Morgan says, we've seen over 18 consecutive weeks of funds inflow into Asia. It's highly likely that funds start to rotate out of emerging markets in Asia and back to the United States as a result of the boost to economic growth from Biden's plan. Restaurants currently in New York's COVID-19 orange zones can reopen for indoor dining immediately, an aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday. The move comes after restaurants in Erie County won the right in court to restart indoor dining. The state is likely to appeal the ruling that granted the Erie County restaurants the right to reopen. Evacuations were underway in Thousand Oaks, California on Thursday evening as firefighters battled a wildfire near Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Washington Times reported D.C. police arrested 217 during Inauguration Day riots. At least 217 arrested, limo torched amid Inauguration Day protests in Washington, was reported by ABC News. Police injured, more than 200 arrested at Inauguration Day protests, was reported by CNN. These were the headlines from the Trump inauguration. As we prepare for the Biden inauguration, the FBI is warning state capitals to prepare for the worst. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January, and so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here, and we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's a unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready, and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hi, everybody. This is Kathy. And interviewing Vince today. We're talking about dishwashers now. Vince, I had two quick things I forgot to mention, and then I want your response to the care and preserving a dishwasher. One was, sometimes the switch isn't on and people might have turned the switch off on the wall. So from what I understand, it's the garbage disposal and the dishwasher switch are on the same circuit. So if it doesn't turn on, maybe check that. Maybe somebody bumped it or they turned it off accidentally. And the other thing is, because I have well water, my husband was telling me yesterday that there's a filter in the charge line. And you have to turn off the water and then take the line off the pump and then
rinse it or scrub it with a toothbrush, because you could get like a buildup of lime or material on there. So anyway, Vince, I want your thoughts on the dishwasher.
Okay. I have several thoughts. First, we do what you do. When I wash dishes, and I do, I wash them right away. So right after the meal, they get washed or the utensils get soaked. And what I do is I have a cottage cheese type container, 24-ounce size, those plastic containers that cottage cheese comes in, or sometimes a delicatessen potato salad. If you go to a delicatessen anymore, I don't know who would do that anymore. But those size containers, I keep them full of water. And the rule is that if you have knives, forks, spoons, etc., they go in there and they soak. Okay, because otherwise, if you just throw them in the bottom of the sink, they get the water on them evaporates and they get hard and crusty, and they plug up that filter that you're talking about. So if you soak them, and what I do, that's what I do, and I run the hot water and then scrub all the utensils with a scrub brush. A small, it might be called a fingernail brush. It's probably about 3-4 inches long. And I scrub the forks, the knives, the spoons, and, you know, all the food that adheres to that, I scrub off after it's been soaked. And I use the same scrub brush on the plates and so forth, and they go into the dishwasher. Now, the water's already hot because I've used the hot water. Now, I've brought the hot water to the kitchen sink, and right next to the kitchen sink is the dishwasher. So, ready to go, hit the start button. Now, we don't use that superheated air dry. We just have, the heated dry. We have the regular dry. And we don't use the sterilizing wash either, because that uses a lot more electricity, and I don't think it's necessary. So, the dishwasher works fine, and we save electricity because we just use the standard cycles. But the food is already washed off the dishes before the dishes go in. And we align the dishes exactly the way you do to make sure that the arms that spray the water cover everything. Okay? Some people just throw the dishes in there any old which way. Well, there's a science to it or an art to it. And you can maximize the efficiency. But we don't turn the dishwasher on unless it's full. Okay? So those are some of the things. Now, about the hard water and the well water. We have well water, and it's hard. Which means it has lots of calcium in it. And what we have in our plumbing system, first thing right out of the well pressure tank, is a whole house water filter. And it's a standard size water filter, and it's about a foot in height, and about maybe 2.5 inches in diameter, 2 inches in diameter, something like that. And all the water that is used domestically for faucets and the toilets and the kitchen sink, etc., goes through this filter, and it's 5 microns. And the idea is that the particles that will clog up the screens and the valving, etc., get filtered. Then the water goes into a water softener. Now, the reason for the water softener is to remove the hardness. And if you have one of these things, it's going to cost about $500 for one. The best brand to get right now would be made by Morton, at least in my opinion. And that used to be the Whirlpool one. I guess Whirlpool sold the manufacturing to Morton, and so that's what I would consider right now, maybe 30,000 grain model or 35,000 grain model. And it will use salt, and you'll probably use a bag of salt a month or so, and the salt's going to cost about $5 or less, and it will remove the hardness from the water. And what that means is you will be using probably 1/4 to 1/2 of the detergent that you would use in your dishwasher and your clothes washing machine. So you will drive down the amount of detergent that you use, and you will probably prevent having these filters, these screens, etc., being clogged up, like the washing machine screens that get clogged with the lime deposits that are in hard water. Those are my thoughts about dishwashers. And if you're going to buy one, I would buy a Whirlpool. That would be my first choice. Whirlpool, Maytag, Kenmore, if the Kenmore is made by the Whirlpool company. And I'm so concerned about modern dishwashers, the control boards, the valving, etc., that I bought a couple more dishwashers on Craigslist. So there are people who have a white one, and they go, shoot, you know, we need a black one. So somebody in the house will say, we need a new dishwasher because I don't like the way it looks. So they'll sell their white one, because it doesn't match maybe the refrigerator, or they want the stainless steel look, and they'll get rid of their dishwasher for that reason. So I have two spare dishwashers, and they are the same control boards, the same tub, the same motor, the same valving, the same everything as the one that's in the kitchen right now, which happens to be a Kenmore Whirlpool. The other thing is, I've bought these dishwashers used for about $100. A basket, if you decide that you need a new basket for your dishwasher, you're going to spend about $135 for a basket. So if you buy a used dishwasher that has a good basket, you know, it's not missing the vinyl tips, the vinyl coating on the rack, you're $135 ahead. So, and one other thing, you can buy replacement liquid vinyl. It doesn't work too well. I've tried it. But if you have the beginnings of chipping on your rack, you can buy a matching color. If it's gray, you can buy gray or white. And if you clean off, take the rack out, wash it outside, make sure you get all the detergent off it, you can then paint it with what would be like a nail polish brush out of the little bottle, and paint on the liquid vinyl. Now, it'll last a while, but it won't last anywhere near as long as the original coating on the rack. If you want to make your rack last longer, all you have to do is be careful how you load it. So don't just throw dishes in there and bang, 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 the same spot on the rack with the same dishes every day. Gently load it. Don't hit those the plates hard on the rack, and they will last much, much longer. Those are some of my thoughts on dishwashers. Oh, one other thing. Insulate the pipes. So if you have pipes under the kitchen sink for the hot water, you can buy foam insulation, cut it with a knife or a razor blade, and a single-edge razor blade, and insulate the pipes. So the hot water will stay hot longer. And the other thing you can do is, if you decide to pull out your dishwasher, there are typically two screws at the top that attach to the underside of the countertop that keep your dishwasher from rolling out. If you decide you want to pull it out and look at the insulation, you can put more insulation around the tub of the dishwasher to help it retain more of the heat that it already has in it, and that way you won't have to keep heating the water with the electric element and use more electricity. So in the long run, you can add more insulation to your dishwasher. Just make sure you don't cover the motor and have the motor, the electric motor, covered with insulation and have it get the air intake for the motor get choked off and burn up the motor. Those are some of my thoughts on dishwashers, Kathy.
Can I make a couple comments?
You're running the show.
Okay. Couple things. You had mentioned about, you know, soaking the silverware. I do the same thing. If I have a little pot, like a little saucepan or a bowl, I do the same thing. I throw all the silverware in there, and then basically you barely have to rinse it off because most of it just comes off in there before I put it in the dishwasher. But sometimes if I know I'm going to be in the kitchen and I'm going back and forth, maybe I'm making a soup or a pot of beans, and if I'm going to run the dishwasher, I'll take a big stock pot with a lid and I'll fill that up with the hot water, and then I'll put some soap in there, and then I put the lid on, and that way if I'm not coming back to cook right away, I still have hot water basically for a couple hours. And then I can just use that instead of using like the open sink. It gets cold pretty quick if you do it that way. So that kind of helps me if I'm in and out of the kitchen. The other thing I bought that I love, it's called a bottle brush. It's got a long handle and it's got a cylinder end on it, and you can get down in bottles and vases and cups. And I use that quite a bit because sometimes if you have a cup, maybe you had a smoothie or something with a residue in there, it's tough to get your hand in there. But if you run that bottle brush in there, then you can get a lot of that extra film out. So what I did with my old bottle brush that was really getting kind of worn out was, in my bathroom, there's something about the way that our toilets are where I cannot get in there with the regular toilet bowl brush. It's just too big. So I took that old bottle brush and I used like an old crock to put it in the bathroom just to use it in there. But I can get down in there and really clean it because of our hard water. I have to kind of clean my toilet bowls almost every day. But I also use it in the back of the water tank. I can get around all that back there where you get that buildup of the scum and everything back in the water tank. So, and you can get them anywhere. I actually found a nice one at Bed Bath & Beyond, but Costco had them a couple years ago, and I bought two sets because it was like less than a third of the price of what I got at Bed Bath & Beyond. So that's something to think about if you're having the same issues. But the bottle brush is like, I love that more now than any of the other brushes that I use in the kitchen for long, tall cups and glasses. The other thing I wanted to mention was you talked about buying, like, the dishwasher. When we moved into the house, we had a real nice Frigidaire Gallery refrigerator. Well, they had a lot of problems with sulfur, so all the copper on the back had been ruined, and the compressor was ruined. So my husband took off all the parts of that refrigerator. It wasn't that old. And he took off the handle, the plastic drawers, the bins, the control panel, the ice cube maker. And I think by the time that he was all said and done, my son put everything on eBay. I think we made like $450 with all the parts that people wanted. I think we sold everything that we had. So that's something to think about. But Vince, you have a great idea of buying the same model, and then you can take parts off of it if you need it.
Yeah, and Whirlpool is, in my opinion, the way to go. Now, we do have a Frigidaire freezer and refrigerator in our kitchen. And it's been okay for 15 years. Both of them have been working just fine. So I'm okay with Frigidaire, and I'm okay with Whirlpool. And Frigidaire was bought by Electrolux. So, and Electrolux is not a USA company. But anyway, or at least they weren't. So that works fine. I'm with you on the Frigidaire as well. Do you have more questions for us or me on the other side?
Yeah, when we come back, can we talk about the refrigerator real quick?
You bet.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy. I'm interviewing my friend Vince, and we're going to try to squeeze in a few tips on the refrigerator before the time runs out. Vince, what I have learned and what I've done for years is I found that by cleaning underneath the refrigerator and cleaning the coils off, some are worse than others. I've had some where, boy, I spend half an hour with an appliance brush and a vacuum cleaner and a flashlight trying to get all the dog hair and all the things that the dust and even paper sometimes get sucked under there. So I've done that. And then the other thing I learned was I know that when Kevin was on, he mentioned using a real thin coat of Vaseline. And I know my husband uses the dielectric grease on rubber seals. He does the car doors, the garage door opener, refrigerators, freezers. He said basically all the rubber seals. So I want to know what your opinion is on those two things. And also, when if it stops cooling, is the first thing that you would look for is the thermistor. And is that hard to replace?
Okay, I didn't hear what I look at. You mentioned something, and is that hard to replace? What was that part?
The thermistor. If
thermistor?
It stops cooling, is that, yeah.
Or a thermostat? Okay, here's what I would do.
Yeah.
Number one, you talked about vacuuming the coils. Most of the coils are underneath the refrigerator or freezer, in most cases, not all cases. But either the condenser, as it's called, is in the skin of chest freezers, so that's why it feels warm when the compressor is running, or it's if it's in the kitchen, it would be the coils would probably be underneath where you see that vent in the bottom, and that's where you're talking about vacuuming out. Now some have the coils in the back, and you just roll the refrigerator out or slide it out. But new refrigerators and freezers have the feature of not having rollers. So I decided that the accountants decided that we don't need any rollers. It costs like $3 more. We don't need them. So most refrigerators and freezers don't have them anymore. So what I do is I spend about $15 on eBay. and get them at Jeff Bezos' warehouse at Amazon. And they are these refrigerator and freezer rollers. So there's two sets. They're like roller skates. They have a whole bunch of these little rollers on them, and they have plastic rollers. And I put them under all of our appliances, whether it be a chest freezer, an upright freezer, a kitchen freezer, or a kitchen refrigerator. So you need two of them, and they come in a set for each appliance. Now, what that does, it does several things. If you need to get behind it and clean it, you can roll it out. If you use these, it will jack up the height of your refrigerator or freezer by about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches. Now, the reason for that is that lets more air underneath, more air to circulate, more air for cooling those coils underneath. So your refrigerator will or freezer will run slightly less because you'll have better heat exchange, meaning remove the heat from the coils and dump it into the air. So it makes your refrigerator run a little more efficiently. That's number one. Number two, yes, absolutely vacuum it. I'm thinking, you know, every month or two would be a good idea. And you can use a, you know, some kind of a brush to help loosen the dust, the hair from the dogs and cats, etc., from those coils. That works really well. And then what would I check if the unit stopped cooling? Well, for about $10 on eBay right now, you can buy something called a hard start kit. Now, what this thing is it looks like a little cylinder with a black cap, and it has a couple wires coming out of it, actually like five. And what this is when there's a capacitor that helps start the compressor of a refrigerator or a freezer, and they go bad. And you can bypass all that or supplement that with this hard start kit. And the instructions come with it, tell you exactly what to do. If you've never done it, it'll take you about an hour. If you have done it, it'll take you half an hour. And you just add this little accessory to your wiring, and most of the time, it will give you another few years of life of your compressor. And it absolutely works. I keep two of them here in at the farm, two of these hard start kits. Now, there's some cautions. Number one, you need to get the right size. So they have them for different horsepower ratings. Like you can get, you know, a quarter and a third horsepower or different horsepower ratings. Make sure that you read the compressor. There's a label on the compressor, which is underneath your refrigerator in almost all cases, and freezers, and it will tell you the compressor horsepower rating. Make sure that the hard start kit that you get is for that size compressor. Not bigger, not smaller. It won't work if it's too big or too small. So get the right size and expect to spend $10 or less. Now, I suggest y'all get one now. And the reason is, I know for a fact that your compressor is going to quit. I know it. Because they've all quit at one time or another for us. So I have these kits, and I just pop them in. And if it quits on a Sunday, and you've got a freezer load of food, you're out of luck. You're up till, you know, a few days. So for $10, you can have insurance against that. Kathy, your comments.
That's great advice, Vince. I mean, for $10 and a little knowledge, and it's been wonderful talking to you today, Vince. I appreciate it.
Kathy, we didn't get through all the appliances. We'll have to do this again and again, right?
Thanks. Sounds good, Ben.
Sounds good to me, too. Class, we'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.